Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this may well be the last time you get any sense out of us until the new year. I'll explain more during this show. Anyway, this is we haven't played anything by this band off this album in quite a while. This is Acid Drop. This is from the album The Drop Zone. It came out in 2010. This is Polly Piper.
The first time I ever saw Polly, she was the sweetest girl I'd ever seen. And the second time I saw young Polly, I swear I saw her living on the streets. I saw her push a cat out in the city, singing on a brother and she ran. White dress is black and dirty, but nothing really worked out as she planned. She used to look so pretty and she looked so fine. I told myself that one day she'd be mine. So I got her to a train and I headed her on my way, and I told her that I'd be back again. Oi! She used to dream of starting up a family, but now her dreams are buried in the ground. She sold herself to make a little money, she sold her limb to make another pound. 10 years have passed since I saw Polly, singing loud and proudly as she ran. They closed the case and never found her body, and that was the last time Polly Piper sang. She used to look so pretty and she looked so fine. I told myself that one day she'd be mine. So I got her to a train and I headed on my way, and I told her that I'd be back again. And they never saw her, they never heard her. She'll never sing that song again. Polly Piper is gone. She used to look so pretty and she looked so fine. I told myself that one day she'd be mine. So I got onto a train and I headed on my way, and I told her that I'd be back again.
Here's Paul.
You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Acid Drop, and the opening track from their album, as just mentioned, The Drop Zone, not the album I meant to play. I wanted to play an Acid Drop song this week off their latest album, and I picked up the wrong CD and planned that before I did. They have got an album out this year that's excellent that we played a few tracks from as well. But anyway, that's from the one that came out in 2010, which I believe is still available. I can't see what label it's on. It might have been self-produced. We found out about them through TNS, I think, but I'm not sure this album came out on TNS, but anyway, it doesn't matter. What is Acid Drop's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Acid Drop?
No, Facebook.com/Acid Drop Punk Rock. Paulie being the internet one, Tony nil. I've got a little bit of additional material for you this week. If you do have a joke for us, please do email PaulieB@PunkyRadio, tightly your email Poetry Corner. If you have, sorry, Comedy Suburbs, if you have a poem for us, send your email to the same address, but title it, as I said, Poetry Corner. If you think things are already going a bit wrong, wait for the rest of the month. This is going to be a crazy time. I did get a joke through though, and thanks very much to Scottish Neil. I'm calling him Niall, winds him up, but Scottish Neil, N-I-A-L-L, Neil. And he sent us through a joke, and this is in response to last week's completely racist joke. We've got another one. He goes, "Hi guys, keeping with the Oriental joke theme from last week, I was in bed with my Japanese girlfriend when I happened to remark that her vagina was getting a bit baggy. She lost it and screamed, 'You always criticising!' Love that track from Wowie Los Args. More, please, Scottish Neil." There will be more from Wowie Los Args in the next few weeks, because I have a feeling that they are not only going to be in our Christmas giveaway show, but also in our best of show, because I like them so much. So you might even get them back to back, you never know. Anyway, that's it for additional material for this week. Please do send your jokes and poems, we love to get them. Whether we'll be able to get them on over the next few weeks or not, I don't know, as will become apparent, because we've got to pre-record some shows because somebody's going away, aren't they, Tony?
Hi.
Anyway, never mind that. got a great band for you now. This is one of the bands, they got in touch with Punky Radio this week, a band called The Flash Guns. You know it's going to be garage punk or garage rock when there's an extra letter in one of the words, as discussed last week. The Flash Guns, all the way from Northern Ireland. What is their Facebook page, Tony?
Facebook.com/TheFlashGuns?
No, it's not. It's Facebook.com/the-flash-guns/512914258759412? ?directed_target_id=0.
Wow.
And why is that, Tony?
Because they haven't chosen a default URL.
They haven't chosen a default URL. They might be great at garage punk rock. They're rubbish at the internet. This is The Kill.
To the kill. That's where I want. Marcy's bed said I can't compete. Solitude down on O'Connell Street. Just wanna get away from you. City kills everyone who's a Jew. I'm gonna kill to get my thrills. I'm gonna kill. Gonna take all my friends down to the kill. To the kill. You like living growing? Yeah.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Don't suppose you spoke to Marv, did you, about the Halloween track we played?
No, I've not heard anything from him.
Maybe he's just gone underground. which is where he used to look like he'd come from, but now he looks all lovely and handsome and shiny with his crazy, with his lovely teeth. Now, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Thanks. I wasn't asking you to marry me.
Thanks for your Facebook comments.
Or was I?
I don't know.
No, I wasn't.
Okay. Thanks for Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Leave us a comment, like our page, because we read out your comments. One of the easiest ways to get in touch with us, leave us a comment, don't send us a message. As mentioned, we don't always check the messages. So leave us a comment, simple as that. We only had two this week, and the more advertisements than comments. First up is obviously from the band we just played, The Flash Guns. As Paul said, they got in touch through Facebook. And they said,
The Flash Guns.
The Flash Guns.
They put that extra letter on for a reason.
Check out Belfast's very own 60s garage punk band, The Flash Guns. Click like if you like, and the link is on there. And another one from Eogan Johnson. Eogan? Eogan. Eogan.
It's probably an Irish way of spelling Ian, to be honest.
We'll go for Ian.
Yeah.
Ian Johnson, he's from a band called Petty Youth. And he says, some Irish garage rock / punk. Check us out. And the link is on there, soundcloud.com/Petty Youth. Do check those out. And while checking them out, why don't you leave us some comments, some real comments from
listeners?
Yeah,
real comments.
That would be nice. Especially over the next couple of weeks, so we might need some comments.
Yeah, it's Works from Petty Youth as well, by the way, because we'll be playing them later on in the show as well. And as a direct result of the Flash Guns and Petty Youth, both garage punk bands from Northern Ireland, getting in touch, it did make me think about how I maybe ought to do a From the Vault special of Northern Irish music we played in the past, a lot of which is garage, including some Southern Irish music, because there's a now defunct band called The Things that were from Dublin that were absolutely brilliant, and also the Bonnievilles. You remember the Bonnievilles?
Vaguely.
Who were from Lurgan, and I very nearly went over to Lurgan to see them, but we never got round to it, sadly. Who were brilliant as well. So I am planning a bit of a Northern Irish revisit, as it goes. Well, an Irish revisit. I don't want to get in trouble with the Southern Irish and the Northern Irish, the Irish and the Irish.
Yeah, yeah.
Two nations on one island. It's all Britain's fault. Sorry about that. But we are going to do... So I guess we'll get the Klingons on there from Ireland as well, aren't they?
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. So basically, I'm going to be doing... at some point, a From the Vaults Irish special of all stuff we played in the past that was all Irish.
Excellent.
How about that?
That'd be cool.
That'd be all right, wouldn't it?
Hmm. That's it for Facebook, though.
Well, in that case, then, let's have some heavy rock, shall we?
Okay.
Roll it over. Bullet in your soul! You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for being such great on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Quite fitting they should be on after Roll It Over, as in they also rock. That was a track called Bullet in Your Soul. We got that via Music Submit, and thanks very much to them for keeping sending us bands that are interested in us playing them. And thanks very much to Roll It Over for sending us a track. Hopefully they'll find out about this and be able to tell everyone in the world. And also, I have said previously, we do try and play a bit of heavy rock on the show now as a direct result of the fact that we started being on a heavy rock station, but we're not anymore, are we?
I don't think so, no.
Well, anyway, it's all right, it's heavy rock, like it. What is Roll It Over's Reverb Nation page?
ReverbNation.com/Roll It Over?
Yes, indeed. Tony 1, Paulie B and the Internet 2. Did you do anything last week?
I had Christmas dinner last week.
Oh, right, you better explain this.
Yeah, so my parents have been away on holiday getting the old sun in Spain, and we're going away next week for 6 weeks, so not going to see the family for Christmas. So we had an impromptu Sunday dinner / Christmas dinner yesterday with all the trimmings. We had, you know, trifle first dessert, lots of sparkling wine, some chocolates. It was
yummy. Presents?
No, but I had a lovely dinner.
I can't have a go, because if you remember, I went to the lovely Jasmine Birtle's house for Christmas in July.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
Who says Christmas has to be on December 25th?
Exactly.
Jesus did. No one else is really listening. I didn't do a lot last week. I had a gig on Saturday night, as it turned out. I did a golf dinner in Swindon.
Okay.
It was that or go to the 4th Pompey Rumble, and everyone who went to that in Portsmouth, hope you had a great time, but I got called away to do a gig. It was fine. I had a right laugh.
Okay, cool.
I was just about the youngest bloke there, mate.
Brilliant.
Kind of gig I like. All men. Yeah, kind of gig I like.
Right.
And they said, have you got any golf material? I went, nah. I thought of a golf joke. Well, not a golf joke on the way home, but it's a true story. Now, I don't play golf. Do you play golf?
No, I don't play golf.
My dad plays golf, and he's in the seniors for the local club. And a while ago, they had a captain's day when they all go round and they all play with each other. It sounds terribly homosexual, but basically, the seniors, and my dad was paired against an octogenarian ex-judge. Okay. Right, and my dad had to give about 20 shots to anyone who knows about golf. And anyway, my dad beat him, and when the round finished, this octogenarian ex-judge, who my dad had given about 20 shots to, accused my dad of being a bandit.
Okay.
It was really out of order. Admittedly, for all the 18 holes, my dad was wearing a sombrero and a poncho. That's my little joke. That's my golf joke. That's it. That's all I've got.
Nice.
I'm no Tarby. Right. So that's what I did last week, basically. I mean, I did some other things, but they're of no importance, really. Next two tracks couldn't be more different, really, but both the artists start with a B.
Okay.
First up, we have an artist called Bronner, who I believe is either Swedish or Norwegian, but I'm not absolutely sure. The A with the little circle over it, the O, which is the 29th letter of the Norwegian and Danish alphabets, would suggest that Bronner might be Norwegian. But I'm not even going to ask you about the website, mate, because I could not find one. All okay. I can say was I've been looking in the wrong place for it, so I'm giving you the point.
Okay, cool.
If you can find anything about Bronner, which is B-R-U-N-N-A, good luck. Listen out for Bloodlights. I'll talk about them afterwards. In the meantime, fuck you.
Winter's Plums.
Listening to DeZorro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Bloodlights. They came through via Simon Knott. Simon says, I'm going to get it wrong again about not knowing whether they're out on People Like You or I Sold My Soul Media, but it's one of the two. I think it's People Like You. Fantastic bit of a sort of real punk rock. Rock and punk there. Punk rock. Track called Shit for Gold. What is Bloodlights' website?
Bloodlights.com.
It is. Oh. So that makes it Tony 3, Paulie being Internet 2. What a comeback. Well done. The track before it, the Bronner track, Fuck You, is I think that came through via Music Clout. And I could probably find out about them via there, but forgot to. My apologies to Bronner. I will try and find out. Even if you type in Bronner into the internet, they're hard to find. So I'll try and get more information about them. It's kind of rock, dance floor rock, indie dance floor rock though. I like the idea that you can be dancing along and legitimately shout fuck you at quite a lot of people.
It's nice.
Sounds good, doesn't it? Yeah. That Bloodlights track's from a great album they brought out earlier this year. And we'll probably play something else off it in future as well, because we haven't finished that. And finally, before you get around a gig guide, I have found my DeZorro CD finally. I lost it a long time ago. DeZorro's who you listen to right now underneath us. Great track, Dunk Uber Fall. Bow, bow, now, bow. I didn't know where it had gone. And I went around to my mate Steve's last week and he went, oh, turns out I had it the whole time. I went, oh, yeah, I'll have that back then. He went, oh, yes, that's a great album as well. And that came through via Voodoo Rhythm Records. And hello to Reverend Beatman, how are you doing? I always salute when I say hello to Reverend Beatman. I know you can't see it, but I salute. Anyway, you've got a migraine, haven't you?
I do.
So we better sing this quietly, because it's time for Tony's International Gig Guide. Oh, my head hurts.
It does it. Yep, with one eye closed. If you've got a gig to advertise, please don't forget, it's not just the 12-bar club we always use. Well, it is, but that's only because you didn't send them in. If you email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with your gig details, or a gig you know about details, then I'll include it on the show. But for now, it will be the 12 Bar Club. So this week, this Thursday, because there's something on Sunday, but it's to be confirmed. So I'm going to do Thursday to Saturday. This Thursday, Pat Crilly and Greg Camburn, Nick and the Sun Machine, Chloe Turner and the Neverists. That's a bit of a random Thursday. How much do you think that would be?
It's got £6 written all over it.
It has got £6. This Friday, White Tops, Zen Dog, Amber Vision, Black Rabbits, Lion Tribe and Basement Apes. It's an Enterprise Studio Presents night.
It's a big show on a Friday night now.
It is. Yeah, five bands. How much do you think Friday evening?
£6.
It is.
Lovely.
Finally, Saturday night, Green Monsters, Electric Eyes, System of Hate, The Band of the Underhand and Salvatore's Gun. It's a London calling night.
Salvatore.
Right.
I used to know a hairdresser called Salvatore who sadly killed himself.
Oh.
It was very sad, yeah. He's a lovely bloke.
Okay.
Sorry to bring it down.
That's okay. So yeah, so it's London calling night, Saturday night.
It'll be fun, not crazy.
How much do you think?
£6.
It is?
I'll get in.
666.
Lovely job, 666. No questions asked. Lovely. Nice one. Great venue, 12-5. If you do get a chance to go down there, do. I imagine that concludes quietly.
Tony's International Gig Guide.
He's got a migraine, you know. He's only got one eye open.
I have.
Oh, mate.
Right.
No, I do feel for it. I've never had a migraine. I'm lucky. My mum used to get them. My mum used to get them from the smell of bacon.
I get them with flashing lights or changes in light.
Have you been driving again?
No. I was just walking around. Anyway.
So what were the flashing lights? There's some Christmas lights up you walked past them.
It could just be anything in change of light, really. I think this time of year when the sun's in a different place, I get them with change of seasons. It's nothing that really interesting, but it's fine.
All right. Well, look, nobody cares. So let's do the next song.
Okay.
Band from Italy, Hot Fetish Divas. Like them a lot. Played a few of them. Song called Radical Chic. I've played a couple of times on the show. Really like. This is from the same album. Great title for an album, this. Natural Inclination for Pussy.
Nice.
Like it. What is Hot Fetish Divas Facebook page?
facebook.com/Hot Fetish Divas.
It is. It's Tony for Paulie Being Internet 2, and this is Tonight.
Tonight.
rope.
You're listening to the Rich Morton Sound on Ethers right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
There will be an opportunity to win a Rich Morton Sound CD when we get around to doing our Christmas competition. Not sure when that'll be yet, but listen out. Make sure you listen every week. Why would you not? The music's brilliant, especially this week. Great. Are you doing anything this week?
I'm going to America.
That's quite big, isn't it?
Yeah. So Sunday night we go to Heathrow on the bus, and we're going to stay overnight in the Premier Inn, and then Monday morning, 10 o'clock, we're flying to San Francisco.
Oh,
yeah.
Sounds very exciting.
I think it will be, and we aren't fully planned, so this week's going to be very full of like trying to figure out what we're doing, but I think ultimately it should end up being something on the lines of San Francisco, Yosemite, a few of the national parks, Vegas, Grand Canyon, Phoenix, Arizona, San Diego, LA, and then back up to San Francisco, up the coast, roughly.
Oh, good. Right. So when you go from Los Angeles, you'll drive up the Pacific Highway.
Yeah.
On the way back, you've got to go to San Jose.
Okay.
Just so you know the way. You're really important. When you're there, or when you get back, I'm going to ask you the way to San Jose from Los Angeles, and I expect you to tell me.
Excellent.
Because it's on the way from Los Angeles to San Francisco with a small detour.
Yeah, I think it's...
LA is a great big freeway. Put $100 down and buy a car.
I look forward to it. I think it's one of the things where you can get away without planning all of it, because you just look on a map and you go, oh, I want to go over there, and there's time to do it.
Yeah, you absolutely can. Yeah. Other than getting the odd motel books.
Yeah.
You're on the road.
Excellent.
It's going to be terrific, mate. You're going to have a great time. Well, do you know what? What I'm doing isn't really as exciting.
Okay. What are you doing?
I mean, I'm going to Scandinavia. I'm off to Copenhagen on Wednesday morning with two comics called Marion Pashley and Yanni Ajisalu. And we're doing Copenhagen Wednesday, Gothenburg Thursday, and Oslo Friday and Saturday. It's going to be a great trip. Looking forward to seeing people. You can find out more about it via lastminutecomedy.com. I really like going to Scandinavia. I've had a look at the weather. This is going to be the first cold one. It's going to be -4 at night in Oslo.
Right, okay.
But while you're having a lovely time in San Francisco, spare a thought for me freezing my knickers off.
Hmm.
Yeah, right. Anyway, that's that. That's me and you. It's nice when you have something to do.
Yeah.
This is quite amazing. There's something to do as well. I've got to ask you. You have a great time. You have a brilliant time, mate. You'll have forgotten all about migraines by then. Next track coming up, we mentioned them earlier on in the show. Another band from Northern Ireland, another garage band from Northern Ireland. You're going to like these a lot. Very different to the Flash Guns, but nevertheless, within the garage oeuvre. This is Petty Youth and S-I-C-K, Sick. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Dustophonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Petty Youth, track called Sick. We'll be playing something else by them in the future as well. Like them. Do you know what? They've all given me... These Irish bands getting in touch. They maybe want to go to Northern Ireland again to one of their brilliant rock nights they have there, or garage. They've got... there's going to be in Belfast, there's going to be a tribute to the Cramps night, and they're all going to do... They're all going to record Cramps tracks for a tribute to the Cramps EP as well, and I'd love to go to that, but I can't.
Nice.
But I would like to get out there sometime, so I might have to start being nice to the Flash Guns and Petty Youth, see if I get an invite. What is Petty Youth's SoundCloud page?
SoundCloud.com/petty-youth.
Oh, you're good.
Only because it was on Facebook before, so I didn't read it out before.
Cheat. So. Tony 5 put me in set 2. Oh, I'm devastated. The only problem with them, and I will say this, Petty Youth right now, and other bands that simply leave us a link, and I say, can you send us an MP3, please? And then they send me an email saying, just go here, it's all free, is your SoundCloud files are massive, and they're a real pain for us to sort out. I do prefer it when you send an MP3 of a smaller size. So if you are a band wishing to be on the show, the best way to do it is to email paulieb@punkyradio.com and let me know all about it, and send an MP3 with your email. I'll give it a listen. It's the easiest way to do it. It's easy for me, it's easy for you, Tone. It saves a lot of mucking about, saves a lot of me having to go to SoundCloud and pick a song, pick the song you want us to play, send it to us. Basically, grow up. Right, now, other than that, great track. There's me being after an invite, and then I say all that. Tony, have you got a twat for me?
I do.
Fantastic.
I know. If you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and who he is, and it's that simple. I won in a few weeks, and Frederick Johnson's coming to save the day.
Oh, Fred, well done. I'll see him later in the week as well.
Yeah, yeah. He says, hello, Tony. I nominate Johnny Lee in Linköping.
Linköping.
In Sweden. Twat of the week. Reason, he promised me a job as a weekend bartender. Told me to call him back a few days later. After him being late to the meeting, he set up. And when I called back, he acted like we'd never met or talked before. Maybe not that big of a deal for some people, but when you're unemployed and in need of a job, that's pretty much a swift kick in the balls.
Yes, it is.
Thanks for a great show. Cheers, Fred.
I'm up for this one. I think that's really out of order. You don't kick a man when he's down.
Exactly.
Unless it's you, of course. Then I might take the piss out of your migraine. No, that's absolutely justified. Let's go for it.
So, for acting like you'd never met this guy before and not following through on his promise of a job, Johnny Lee from Linköping in Sweden
is a twat. And here's a little one for Fred right there. Fred, you're a schmink. I think that just means I've got makeup on. Right, last, if you do have a twat, make sure you email Tony. You have the opportunity now to get some twats in. We really want to get some twats in before the end of the year, because 2013 has failed to be the year of the twat. I'm going to roll
massively
it over to 2014.
You're going to have to.
We're going to have to, yeah. Last track this week, a band called Lucifer Star Machine. Played them on the show before, interviewed them, been to see them. Actually did the worst interview I've ever done in my life with them, where we all started off well, but we were all drunk, and we all ended up hating each other for 5 minutes. It was really funny. Great band, great new album as well. That is out via I Sold My Soul Media, says here. So thanks very much to Simon Knott, from Simon Says, for saying that. He's got a book out.
Has he?
Oh, Simon's got a book out about racing, yeah. I'd love it if he could spare us a copy for the competition. I'd love to give it away. It'll be a great read, because he sent us loads last year. I don't know whether we'll get the chance to get it this year, but I am trying. Anyway, what I want to know is, Tony, what is Lucifer Star Machine's website?
LuciferStarMachine.com.
Oh, as a parting shot before you go away, mate, you thrashed me 6-2 this week.
Excellent.
Absolutely right. This is Dark Water. Every step, you keep working eyes on me. Oh, love, love. thanks very much for listening this week. Hey, you've had a good time and enjoyed all the music. Don't forget, we do want you. The reason we do this show is we want you to buy music from the bands we play. So do try to check out the ones you can, and if you like them, even if it's one of those sites where it says it, pay as much as you want, don't just pay nothing. Like, just give them a buck or something, you know. Just help these bands keep going. It's really important. As long as there are us guys and you guys listening, supporting live music, they'll also and supporting real music rather than that rubbish you get on X Factor and such. Like, the longer it will continue, the longer these bands will be able to keep going. If you get the chance to see a band this weekend, do go and see them. It's really, really important. We're carried by several internet radio stations. Who are they, Tone?
They are the Internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're in Pudunk Radio, podunkradio.com. We're on galacticworldradio.com. And finally, radioandra.se, radioandra.se.
Make sure you get all of those a listen. They're all different sorts of stations. They'll be brilliant. Tony, have a great time in the States. I'm hoping to catch up with you while you're there. Have a brilliant time. Thanks to everyone for listening this week. I hope to catch some of you in Scandinavia in the next few days. Other than that, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog! Apoog!